My name is Michael Dimmock. I am the president of Roots of Change. We're in California, and we are a nonprofit that's working on building roadmaps to success for the food movement. And we're focused primarily on policy change that will provide incentives for farmers to adopt more friendly practices and communities to adapt, create systems that provide healthy and resilience, health and resilience for their communities and their people.
Tell me what specifically you're working on. What kind of policy changes would Roots of Change like to see?
Yeah. Well, we would like to see one. I mean, obviously, we have bills in the legislature right now, but when it comes to farmers, it's a little different. What we're really interested in are providing incentives for farmers, for instance, to build soil. In the state of California, we have a huge drought going on. The Secretary of Agriculture and the governor made it clear that soil building is an important initiative for a couple of reasons. One, to allow the water that does fall to be captured and held better by the soils. The other is that it can add to our ability to combat climate change by capturing carbon in the soils. So there's a big initiative in California. So we're very supportive and joining hands with other nonprofits and trying to get a policy that will invest more in research around that and eventually pay farmers for capturing carbon and building soil. That's one thing we're working on. Another thing we're working on is providing creating a nutrition incentive program in the state of California that models that is an analog to the federal program, the FINI program, the Food Insecurity Nutrition Incentive Program, that provides low-income people who are on SNAP the ability to double the purchasing power of fresh fruits and vegetables. We're creating a California program that will be corollary. That program is really beneficial to farmers who are selling through corner stores and farmers markets because it increases the purchasing power. And we've seen huge 7 times increases in the amount of fruits and vegetables purchased when a family gets these incentives. So we're trying to create a program for that in California right now.
In the Midwest, there is a tremendous amount of discussion on the labeling of GMOs. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have some definite feelings on that policy, too.
Right. Yeah, we were supporters of the Prop 37, which is a genetically modified organism labeling initiative in California a few years ago, which was defeated. But we are a big proponents of labeling. We think labeling is part of a principle that we think should exist in the food system, which is complete transparency, so that we can build trust among consumers, farmers, and government, science, and therefore we are for labeling. We have done our, what you can to support the labeling initiatives in other states. We cover the issue a lot in our social media. We have 100,000 social media followers, people are part of the food movement trying to understand what's going on. So we cover the labeling debate, and we think it's an important debate that's going on.
There's recently been hearings before a subcommittee in Washington about labeling of GMOs, especially particularly the state statutes that talk about labeling. So react to that argument that there is that some people see problems with states having
state
different
state labeling.
Yeah.
Well, I think the reason that you're seeing state by state labeling is because folks in the food movement don't believe that the Congress will create something that potentially may not create something that will really achieve the goals of those who want to label. So I think there's, but I do believe that if we could, that it would be great if we could come to a solution at the federal level that everybody bought into. That will be the big debate. I think that's going to be underway over the next year. I know that some bills are being introduced right now, and there will be a debate. I think in the United States you see a lot of times that change comes state by state first. It actually begins in communities, moves up to states, and then it goes to the federal level. This may be one of those battles too. I don't know. The amazing thing is there's only been one state that's actually passed the initiative. That's Vermont, right? Everywhere else it's lost. But the industry's had to spend $100 million fighting those initiatives. And therefore, I can understand why they would probably like to get a federal solution, because who wants to spend $100 million on something like this that's only bad media. So, but the question will remain, can we get a federal law with the current Congress that would actually put the issue to rest?
And there are some groups that are calling for or favoring, make clear that they favor a nationwide labeling standard, but voluntary.
Yeah, I think that the question always around voluntary is, what does that really do for you? You know, what I think if that were to occur, it would just add more momentum to retailers taking this under control, taking the control in their own hands and requiring their suppliers. I mean, you're seeing a lot of that now in different things. The big companies like Walmart are now requiring certain things from their farmers around certain farming standards or labor. It's happening with Costco. I mean, so I do think that if the federal government doesn't do a good job, the retailers will, and they'll just demand it. And that it creates another problem, because then you've got retailers with their different systems, and then how do you marry them up? You don't really solve the problem for farmers of having one system. So, I think that voluntary can be problematical, and it won't work in the end. The retailers will require it of their suppliers.
A lot of people seem to be dissatisfied with the U.S. food system, even though consumers pay on average no more than 10% of their income on food. Comment just on the state of the food system in the U.S.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing thing. We do. We have the least expensive, most abundant food system in the world. So in some ways, you have to be incredibly proud of that. But we also have a huge amount of unintended consequences, increasing poverty in rural regions. We have huge pollution problems, groundwater, surface water problems. We have soil loss challenges, the Gulf of Mexico problems as a result of what's going on in the Midwest with soils. We have obviously huge diet-related disease problems in the United States. Those are indicators of the need for change. I think that change is underway. The struggle is, how do you do it without causing harm? How do you do it so that farmers, at a pace that farmers can adapt to, because it's not always easy to adapt. There are huge complex forces at work here. So I generally think the food movement is growing in strength. There's tons of evidence of that, and it's not going to go away. So the question is, how can we do this most constructively? And one way would be in the debate around labeling, get that behind us and move on to more complex and more interesting things.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, that's good. Yeah, appreciate your questions.